And back to Tonga, where ecologists are researching the reefs around the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano to see how the biodiversity might fare. When the volcano erupted in late 2014, it temporarily changed water temperatures by up to 5 degrees Celsius and dumped masses of ash into the sea. The remaining crater became the newest land mass on Earth. Scientists went there 4 years later to see if surrounding coral and fish populations had survived. The research was part of reef ecologist Dr. Patrick Smallhorn-West's PhD.
It found that in some places, yeah, the reefs were completely annihilated by this event, because it's kind of like the worst thing that can happen to a reef. It's like a nuclear bomb. So you could see places where the whole reef had just rolled over, been obliterated, or places where you could see the whole outline of everything, but it had probably been like boiled alive. And so that was kind of okay. But then the really surprising thing was that we found one section of the island that looks like it had been completely undisturbed. Reef growth there that was clearly 40 or 50 years old, and it was the healthiest we'd seen in the whole country. So because of that, the bits that had been destroyed by the volcano were recovering really fast. So there were really high recruitment, lots and lots of coral babies growing back where it had been destroyed to an extent that was quite surprising, actually. So now with this eruption, I mean, the satellite footage is showing some of the reefs that we dove on in 2018 look like they're actually out of the water now or just gone. So those ones probably don't have a good chance. But the outer edge of the northeastern island, that's where it looks like it had been totally protected from the earlier eruption. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Dr. Patrick Smallhorn-West hopes to do more research on the volcano's reefs, but says disaster recovery is the immediate priority.